The new documentary is called Leaving California, The Untold Story. Well, here to tell a little bit of the story is C.M.A.C. Kurami. He's the host, he's the producer, he's the writer, and he's our guest right now. C.M.A.C., welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great.
Glad to have you on here. Let's talk a little bit. We're going to get into the impetus behind putting this thing together in a little bit, but let's start with the introduction. What is Leaving California, The Untold Story?
So Leaving California, The Untold Story is a documentary, it's a 70-minute documentary that actually we went out in the field and talked to people that are leaving, find out why they were leaving, and then analyze why they are having these problems in the state. And essentially, it gives you a good overview. If you haven't really participated in politics or you haven't really paid much attention to local news or news in the state, mm-hmm. This documentary will give you a recap of what has happened in the last 10 years and 20 years. If you are looking around in California and you're saying, oh, my housing costs have significantly gone up, my cost of living is a lot higher, or there's a lot of homeless people now, or the education, the school system is not that great, or crime is through the roof. If you see these symptoms, this documentary will show you what has happened.
We're talking with C.M.A.C. Kurami, the host, producer, and writer of the new documentary, Leaving California, The Untold Story. So the documentary in and of itself is not the whole story here. You started with a different show before this, correct?
Yeah, so I host the show. It's called California Insider for the last 3 years. And I'm an immigrant. I came here. I'm from Iran originally. I lived in Mexico and China. I came here over 20 years ago. And we have 27% of people here in California are immigrants. And compared to the rest of the nation, it's 14%. I wasn't really paying attention to much of what's going on, because as immigrants, when you come here, you kind of you trust the media, you trust the government, you think everything is great here, because it's much better than anywhere you come from. So through the process of hosting the show called California Insider, I interviewed over 300 experts in the last 3 years, and I realized the state has a lot of problems. And this documentary was a chance for us to go into the field and meet with the people that are facing these challenges, and because they were leaving because of a problem or an issue. And then we were able to recognize that what is the deeper root cause of that is making these people leave the state that they all loved. You know, you could see the love in all these people. They loved California, but they had to go. And when we go deeper, for all of these issues that we highlight in the documentary, which is from the crime to the cost of living, they all have a common thread in them, and they are all tied to some policies of our state, of our leaders, the leadership of state. They have come up with some policies that are causing a lot of the problems that we have, unfortunately.
Okay, so are you able to narrow it down to just a few policies? I mean, are any of them more surprising than others? Because, I mean, an outsider's perspective, just here in South Louisiana, I would imagine high taxes and too much tolerance of crime would be at the top of the list. Was it just that simple?
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of little laws. And so I can give you some examples. And then there are, like, small laws that they compound each other. They add to each other. So there's a law. For example, if you look at crime, you know, if you look at crime, there's a law that we passed here. There's a proposition. It's called Prop 47 that actually legalized theft under $950. Right. And the way it works is that before, if you stole something under $950, if you did it more than 2 to 3 times, at that time it was $400. If you stole something under $400 and you got caught 2 to 3 times, you would face a felony and you go to jail, you know, and so you wouldn't do it. But now, if you steal under $950 and you keep doing it, each time you do it, you get a misdemeanor, and you don't really face any consequences. So you keep people are keep going to the stores, and you've seen probably the videos of people going into the stores and collecting things. Sometimes they have a calculator, they make sure it's under 950, and they walk out. So this is one law that we passed, and the average Californian, the way we were sold this law was that this is going to make our neighborhoods and schools safer. The idea was that we're incarcerating too many people, and with passing this law, it costs a lot to incarcerate people. We shouldn't incarcerate as much people. So then we passed this law. We're going to save money. We're going to spend it on education. But the consequence is we've legalized theft. And this is one example. But there's a few other laws that makes the safety a lot worse in the state. If you look at, there's a lot of hidden taxes. It's not just the tax that you mentioned. Yeah, taxes, companies are leaving out because of high taxes and high regulation. And high net worth individuals look at taxes and move out. But the people we talked to, they were the average people. The average people, the cost of gas, the cost of living, the cost of utilities, those things, they look at that more than the taxes, that the state taxes that they pay. So in cost of electricity here is 34 cents per kilowatt hour compared to the rest of the nation. The average is 14 cents. It's more than double. Cost of gasoline is 40% higher than the national average. And there is hidden taxes on electricity, on gasoline, and they are all there to actually fund our climate initiatives. They are penalizing us for using too much electricity or too much gas. They don't want us to drive. And then they want to fund these climate initiatives. So those are really the drivers that impact the average people. In terms of high taxes and regulation, is the big businesses that are getting impacted by that, which is a big deal too, because good jobs are moving out of the state when these big businesses are leaving.
We're talking with Siamak Karami. He's the host, writer, and producer of Leaving California, The Untold Story. Got just a couple more questions for you, Siamak, and I greatly appreciate your time. First one is, if folks are leaving California, where are they going?
They're going to, it's interesting you brought up the taxes. On a big picture study, they go to low tax states. Mm-hmm. The migration is happening from high tax states to low tax states. And I think it's because cost of living is lower there, and also there's more jobs there. There's better jobs there. So a lot of people are going to Florida, Texas. They're coming your way.
Yes.
And they are going to Arizona, Nevada, and different states across the country. But they're going generally tend to go to lower tax states.
Is the documentary able to put anything into historical perspective to see if there's comps from when things like this have happened in the past and or where the state is headed as a result of it?
So actually it is. We highlighted what California used to be. Like, it was the land of opportunity. You could be, you know, one of the big reasons people are moving out is the housing cost.
Yeah.
And a lot of liberals are moving out. Even the people that vote for the current government and they agree with all the policies of current government, young people, they move out because they can't afford to buy a house. And in this section, we are highlighting what it was like back in the day, how people come to California. It was land of opportunity. You could buy a home without much income. You know, with an average salary, you could afford to get a really nice home, and that's gone now. So we show the history of what California used to be in the documentary.
How much did the pandemic play a role in expediting the exodus?
It did have a big. It was a big factor. It was a huge factor, especially for businesses, and it expedited everything because a lot of the small businesses were shut down. You know, a lot of the whole shutdown component, and then working from remotely, people started to think about the cost of living. They're like, okay, I can go to Florida, still hang on to my high paying tech job or my job here, work remotely, and why am I paying double the cost of housing or gas or other things?
So
a lot of people, I
know you got to move on. I know you got to get out of here. Where could folks find the documentary?
They can go to leavingcalifornia.com and they can watch it there. I recommend everybody to watch this and share it with all your friends in California and outside of California, because this is a historic moment for California. And if we are not informed, we're not able to solve these problems. And I hope people can see this documentary, share it, and hopefully we can solve these problems.
See you, Matt Kourami.
You guys are moving our way, not we moving your way.
It's called Leaving California. See you, Mac. We appreciate a couple minutes this morning.